Brakatayahawa, Brakatayahawa Shai, Brakatayahawa, Brakatayahawa Shai, Brakatayahawa, Brakatayahawa Shai, Brakatayahawa, Bashem, Yahawa Shai. Shalom to the family out there. This is your brother Shalah. And I wanted to do a quick broadcast, you know, you brothers and sisters out there. I say Shalom. I'm praying for everybody, and I ask for everybody to pray for me. We're in a time or season of Hanukkah. And, of course, you know, different brothers and sisters out there may observe it different times of the year, you know, specifically more closer to fall and winter. The Bible tells us that Hanukkah would be during, you know, basically the winter season. So we're to rehearse the righteous acts. Right now, I just completed, you know, one of the feast days. You know, I feasted with my family. We had Issachar rite food, or so-called Mexican food. Had tacos. Had rice and beans, red beans with white rice. Had like a cheese sauce and salad. You know, we just really, you know, had a wonderful feast day. You know, it was gift giving. I gave gifts out. And of course, that's a part of Hanukkah. You know, and it's not, you know, it's not about the gifts, but it's all about, you know, the act of kindness and charity. And there's nothing wrong with it. Not to be mistaken with Christmas, because Christmas is not a holy day. That's a holiday created by Esau. We have the holy days according to the scriptures. You can go into the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4, starting at 52. You really need to read all of 1 Maccabees chapter 4, but just starting out, you know, going into, you know, Hanukkah is chapter 4, 52 through 61, and it goes into the custom that we're to observe from generation to generation. That's the time where Judas Maccabees and his brothers defeated the Greeks, ran them out our holy land, which is Israel, and also the temple was rededicated. The heathens, they were sacrificing swine's flesh on the altar, so the altar had to be torn down and a new one erected, and so that was done. Also, the temple was in shambles. You know, the heathen, they allowed, you know, the courtyard to just, you know, look unkept. You know, it was bushes and stuff like that. You know, just like if you don't cut your grass, that grass gonna grow high. Well, that's what happened in the temple when the heathen defiled the temple of the Heavenly Father. So with Judas Maccabees and his brothers running the Greeks out, it was a total cleansing, you know. And just, you know, sprucing everything up, as the scriptures say in verse 57, it says they decked also the forefront of the temple with crowns of gold and with shields, and the gates and the chambers they renewed and hanged doors upon them. You know, also says, thus was there very great gladness among the people, for that the approach of the heathen was put away. So it's a time to have gladness, you know, and it might be kind of difficult in this present situation. We're all going through things. We're all going through our trials, you know, our tribulation, the things that we're going through, that ultimately, if it be the Lord's will purify us, you know, that'll bring on the peaceable fruits of righteousness when you go through persecution and affliction, chastisement. So it's a commandment that we're to observe it with gladness. It goes on to say, moreover, Judas and his brethren with the whole congregation of Israel ordained that the days of dedication of the altar should be kept in their season from year to year by the space of 8 days, from the 25th day of the month Kislew, with mirth and gladness. So it's a time of mirth and gladness. You know, we're to remember how the Lord used our brother Judas Maccabees and his brethren to defeat the Greeks. See, the battle is not ours, you know. You know, it's not about the bow. You know, the Lord, he fights our battles. At that time, also, they builded up the Mount Sinai with high walls and strong towers round about. So during that time, we had to build our walls, you know, had to put new walls up because the heathens tore them down. You know, all the nations, you know, any nation has security, you know, they have borders. And just like with Israel, we had to have those borders, had to have high walls to keep the enemy out. It says at the time, I'll read it again. It says at the time, also they builded up the Mount Sinai with the high walls and strong towers round about, lest the Gentiles should come and tread it down, and they had done before. So that was a way to keep the heathen out. This is in that they set their garrison to keep it and fortify Basura to preserve it, that the people might have a defense against Idumea. So the word Idumea is a Greek word of saying Edom. So we built built those high walls to keep the Edomites out. And eventually, during the Hasmonean dynasty, that was a time period where we kept the heathen out. And then afterwards, the Romans came in. And, you know, eventually they overthrew the Israelites. And we're still in captivity under the Edomites, the revised Roman Empire. So when our Lord returns, he's going to defeat the Edomites. You know, he's coming back to deliver the Israelites who don't have, as the scriptures say, Judah mourneth, the gates thereof languish. So our gates, they languish. We don't have real leadership, you know, or, you know, in this society. You know, we have leadership within Israel, you know, this truth. So far as, like, you know, in society itself, you know, because the land of Israel, we had a society, and we don't have a society. We only have subcultures. We have the heathens ruling over us. We have heathen leaders and so forth. So when our Lord returns, the Israelites will be restored back into power as a nation of people. So we give all praises, glory, and honor to Abba Nabba Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. So going back to what I was saying about observing Hanukkah, also the Feast of Dedication, you know, we have the seven golden candlesticks. So I did the whole custom, lighting the candlesticks, and had the incense going, the frankincense. And I had recorded a lesson, you know, for you brothers and you sisters out there on video. So I'll share it on YouTube, but also I'll use the audio for this platform. And so after I did that, you know, I was taking some pictures because I wanted to, you know, basically, you know, have, you know, pictures of this special occasion. And when I took a picture of the candlesticks, one of the candlesticks went out. So I was like, dang, you know, it went out when I took this picture. But after observing the picture, when you look at the picture in smoke, it's the number seven. The number seven means completion. The seven golden candlesticks, which represents the seven churches. So the Lord is bringing that completion to the house of Israel through his blood, you know, through his precious blood, that the Israelites will be perfected. You know, the number seven means perfection. The Heavenly Father, he created the heavens and the earth 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested, you know, through his only begotten son, Yahweh Shai, and the angels did all the work, and the elect, who were the 144,000, they were a part of that creation. That's why the scriptures say ye are gods, because the elect are on this earth living lives as human beings, but they're actually celestial beings. They're angels. That's as the scriptures say, they have the everlasting chains in darkness, which are these bodies. You know, the angels are gods, you know, not the Heavenly Father God, you know, in that sense, but they're many gods, you know, what some would say demigods, you know. And so the angels are our brothers. So our brothers are walking among us. That's why the scriptures tell us to be aware of entertaining angels unawares, but also not offending the little ones. Because if you offend one of the little ones, it'd be better if a millstone was hanged around your neck and you was drowned in the depths of the sea. So the Lord don't play that when you're offending his servants, you know, offending his people. So that's pretty much it. I just wanted to share that with you. If you want to see the picture, you could just email me at a new song is sung. That's my Cash App. You don't have to send me nothing. I appreciate your prayers and just, you know, your ear, because the analytics is showing that brothers and sisters out there are listening. So again, if you want to email me at a new song is sung at protonmail.com, and right now it's 10:44. Right now as we speak, 10:44, 144,000. This is spiritual, man. You know, numbers are symbolic, just like I was saying about the number 7. So if you want to email me and I'll send you the picture, you know. And it was amazing. I'm still, you know, just shocked. You know, the Lord, he gives us signs, you know. When we're at a low point, or we're feeling, you know, a certain way, we're feeling remorseful, we're feeling shameful or repentive or just humbled, the Lord will show that he's with us, you know. So you brothers and sisters out there, you stay strong. You know, the Lord will fight our battles. You know, if you're in a situation, whether you might be going through things emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, the Lord will look out for you. He's always going to look out for us. You know, he said he would give us our daily bread. And I believe that. I truly believe that. And he's shown me time and time again. So I say shalom, and I thank you, brothers and sisters out there. I can't put into words, you know, just the brotherhood that I experience, you know. And even if you don't, you know, you might not know me, or you haven't reached out to me, I still feel through the Spirit that it's genuine brothers and sisters out there that listen to this broadcast or listen to these lessons, and the Lord is using the word to bring forth edification and to really, you know, give you comfort. The Bible goes into the Lord will send us a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. You know, give us that comfort and spirit when we're going through things and we're being oppressed on every side. You know, that King David, he was oppressed. He was persecuted on every side, but the Lord, he watched over David, you know, even in the midst of sin. And, you know, he did some things that was against the law, statutes, and commandments. You know, he committed adultery. He had Bathsheba's husband sent to the fiercest part of the battle so he would die in battle so he could have Bathsheba, you know. And the Lord judged him, you know, for that. You know, he would always have war in his household. You know, he was pursued. When you go into the book of Psalms, It's songs of what King David was going through. He was really going through it, but he had that fervent spirit. He loved the Lord, you know. He loved the Lord. When you listen or you hear those songs, you could tell that he truly, truly loved the Lord. That's why the Lord said he's a man after my own heart, you know. So that spirit is, that's a awesome and a relentless spirit. That same spirit that that allowed King David to slew Goliath, you know. So that's pretty much it. You know, I say shalom to family. All praises, glory, and honor to Abba Nabba Yahweh Ba Hashem Yahweh Shai and Tawab Hanukkah. Shalom.